Further to the headlines there with Raylene, Anna Leesk, a journalist with Newstalk ZB's just popped into the studio again. Hi, Anna.
Hi.
Now, if you've just joined us, Anna was having a yak 30 minutes ago talking about these two northern women that copped an awful lot of abuse at the time of the pandemic, the Delta outbreak, travelled to northern, one contracted COVID, northern went into lockdown. They were targeted and tagged as being sex workers associated with gang members, and that they'd had fraudulently obtained their exemption, none of which turned out to be true. So we were talking about it, and we asked Anna, had she spoken with the woman, because Anna was the only journalist she'd spoken to back in the day, and no. But it turns out the woman was listening to the show, Anna.
Yes, and she reached out afterwards. She's been very nervous to share her story, worried that people wouldn't believe her, but now she's confident that people will believe her and the truth has come out. She's sort of said that she's pleased to sort of make a statement. So she's said that she's very discouraged by the government response, and particularly Chris Hipkins' refusal to apologise. She felt a little bit of relief today with the saga sort of being over, but her main concern, she said, is the accountability and integrity of our government and the lies which the public clearly believed. She hopes that there is a lesson learned for the government and the people of New Zealand, that they shouldn't stand for misleading or false information and antics carried out by those of whom we choose to lead our country. She said that the stories about her, again, were fabricated. She's absolutely appalled and disgusted still. And she said an exceptional apology was needed from anyone in power who had commented, as well as their sources.
Very interesting indeed. Did she seem upbeat when she spoke to you now that, you know, she's got a little bit of, and also I might say a bit of public support now?
Yeah, she's feeling a bit more buoyed today. She was worried that the way our society and community were going was just to, you know, to lambast and believe what the government or, you know, people in power are saying. But she's feeling a bit grateful today for the support and public feedback. She says the government also owes the country an apology and an explanation as to how this whole thing happened, and reminds people that the misinformation didn't only affect her and her friend, but also their families, which was, you know, the crux of the worry and the fear from her all the way through.
Very good. Anna, thank you very much for popping in. Anna Leesk with the New Zealand Herald and Newstalk ZB. Much appreciated.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.